yourself. Got to be right, you never be wrong. But if the facts, they just don't get along. They get cut with a huffing and puffing. And baby, I've had enough. I've got to pack it up. I got to quit our love. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it. I got to pack it up. I got to quit my love. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it. Oh, you know when everybody's gone. And our brothers and our sisters and our mothers and all you fathers do. What you put in is what you put out. And I tell you, baby, that's the truth. For all the people you mistreat, to not turn and give it back to you. That's life. What a roll of the dice. Just a victim of your own device. I got to pack it up. I got to quit my love. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it. I got to pack it up. I got to quit my love. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it.
Just can't take it. You can give it, but you just can't take it. You can give it. welcome to Valley FM, Lockie Dolly.
Ooh, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Congratulations on the album. For some of us here, it's helping to plug the hole in our lives where live music should be. I see that it's entered the ARIA album charts this week at number 13. Not a bad effort.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely amazed, actually. Yeah, I would never have thought that, you know, a little independent album like this could actually make it so far up the you know, the real charts in a way. It's crazy.
Well, it's lobbed in there, you know, first weekend at number 13, so that's pretty good, I reckon. That's pretty good. For fans, yeah. It's been quite a package because you've broadcast the performance across a couple of internet streams. Where did the idea to do all of this come from?
Well, it sort of just came to me as I was going along, really. The whole idea wasn't necessarily for an album as such. It was just it was going to be just almost like content, you know, just for YouTube and Facebook. But there was just something amazing about the night, and everyone played so incredibly, and it just turned out so great that I thought, oh, I should just release. I've got to release it as an album. I mean, I've released these songs, not all of them, but a number of these songs before on previous albums and live things as well. So I was a bit like, well, maybe, you know, I was sort of not thinking about having it as an album, but it just turned out so well that I just had to, and I'm so glad I have.
Yeah, we are too. The two streams, I just had a quick look this morning. You've got have over 3 hours of music there. That was a bit of a marathon.
Oh, yeah. So the streams, I broke it up into two sets because it was quite a long night. And as far as the streams went, it was just a big push to try and get people to pre-order the album. So I was talking live before I played it, and then I'd play it, and then I spoke to it, and I was chatting with everyone as it was being played, and then spoke afterwards, and just did that a couple of times. And then along with just releasing the single, the videos of each individual song as well. Yeah, I mean, all the videos have been seen well over a million times now if I added them all up easily. Wow. Yeah, it's clocked over a stack. Voodoo Child, again, has just had over 250,000 just on YouTube in the last month. So it's crazy to
Man,
see that happen.
That's a lot of eyeballs. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turning to the album now, so We have, and I have in my hand at the moment, 12 quite incredible live tracks of you with a very large band. How did you whittle it down to these 12?
Well, there's only two tracks missing, I believe, off the CD, if that's what you're holding. So it was 14 tracks we did over the night. It was about two 50-minute sets or something like that. Yeah, the whole night was about, I guess, just getting close to 2 hours. And then if you buy the digital album, you get like every song, but you can only fit so much on a CD. So I had to cut a couple out. So I didn't really know which ones to take off, but I thought, oh, well, Conviction's been on many an album, so I think I left that one off.
Oh yeah, I just noticed that it's not there. Yeah. So I've been playing the digital version.
Yeah.
The CD just arrived last week. So.
Oh, perfect.
Actually hadn't noticed that there were tunes missing, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's a long album, so it's fine with only 12 tracks. It's no problem.
Do you have a favourite track?
My two favourite ones would be the ones I'm not singing, I reckon, just because it's so fresh. And I was having Mahalia Barnes sing one of my songs, Love Come Around. I just love that version. And yeah. And then Karen Lee Andrews as well singing Get It While You Can.
Get It While You Can, yeah.
It's an incredible, beautiful sort of gospel tune. And so for me, I suppose just on a personal level was, you know, something new and exciting. They're my favourite ones to listen to.
Haven't been myself in so long. Baby, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. trying to be the one you've been dreaming of. I'm giving you all my love. Seems it ain't good enough. When will you see me like I see you? I'm all alone. Hope is almost gone. All the wish your love will come around. And the only thing that's keeping me from leaving is the wish your love will come around. Is it really fair how I feel? You keep telling me it isn't real. Baby, tell me why should I care? Oh, it started out as fun. Look what I've gone and done. I felt so deep in love.
Turned out really great and a lot of fun to play. I love the opening track, You Can Give It. I thought that just comes in beautifully, you know, sets the tone for the whole night perfectly. And but there's a lot of just really great moments throughout the whole set. You know, I try, just like my live shows, I try not to make like, you know, a moment of mediocrity in there at all. Just try and keep it exciting and changing and dynamic, and hopefully I succeeded.
Well, speaking of Get It Where You Can, with Tate Gin, that's one of four covers on the CD. What are your relationship with the cover songs you've done? I mean, there's Voodoo Child, of course, Get It While You Can, I'm a Man, and I Can See Clearly Now. What is your relationship with those songs?
Let's see. They're all pretty fresh in a way. I'm a Man, I have played on and off, was probably the song that I've known for the longest, because I'm a big fan of Spencer Davis and Steve Winwood. So, you know, they did that tune and Give Me Some Lovin', and anyone who's seen me play would have probably seen me play Give Me Some Lovin' before. So I've always had a great affection for that song. And I thought, you know, having the horns and stuff and the girls, I just knew we could make those choruses really powerful and exciting. And it's another great song for me to just, you know, just let loose on as well, you know, solo wise. Voodoo Child was a purely something that came from having the whammy clav, you know, this keyboard, this stringed keyboard I have with a whammy bar attached to it, that as soon as I got it 12 years ago, people were always saying, wow, it sounds like Hendrix, or you should do a Hendrix tune. And I was like, oh, that's ridiculous, I can't do that. but people kept persisting, and I thought, all right, well, we went into the studio a couple of years ago, and we just jammed on it basically for a while, and it felt so good. It was like, oh, stuff it. Let's actually give it a go and lay it down.
Take up all your sweet time. give it right back to you one of these. See, I didn't mean to take up all your sweets. I'll give it right back to you one of these.
Alright. And if I meet you no more in this world, I'll meet you in the next world.
Yeah.
introduce to you on the guitar. Please give it up for the incredible Mr. Frank the Ragged.
Clearly, it was just something that I stumbled across a few months ago, this incredible version of, obviously I've known the song since I was a kid, everyone does, but this kind of soul version that Ray Charles did, I only heard a few months ago and thought, oh, I would love to do a version like that. So that's where that song came from, and Get It While You Can was just a fluke listening to Apple Music about 10 years ago. I heard this guy, Howard Tate, just piano and vocal. I heard this song and was like, wow, how have I never heard this song before? And that's how I came across that song, just totally fell in love with that and his voice. Later found out that Janis Joplin kind of made it famous as well. My version's sort of more based on Howard's version, except with instrumentation. And I just knew that, you know, that song would suit Karen so well, you know, just had her all over it. So got Karen to sing it and came up amazing.
In this world where people are fighting each other, nobody to count on, not even your own brother. So when someone comes along and gives you genuine affection, get it while you can. Taking a chance on sorrow, yeah. But who knows, baby? So we might not be. tomorrow, no, no. Someone, yeah, said when someone comes along, oh, and gives you love and protection, baby.
My blessings, yeah. Lord, I wish she could hear me. Cause long I've learned a bitter lesson. So if someone comes along and gives you genuine affection, baby. All right. Get it while you can. Get it while you can. Get it while you can. All right. Don't turn your back on love.
Don't turn your back on love.
Get it while you can.
Go on, baby.
You're listening to Jump Children on 89.5 Valley FM, and tonight we're chatting with Lockie Doley about his brand spanking new album, Studio 301 Sessions. Your brother Clayton guests on the album.
Do you guys play together regularly?
We used to a lot. I mean, actually, we still do with Jimmy Barnes quite a lot. He quite often has two keyboard players now, so Clayton and I are both up there. But as far as anything other than that, we haven't for about 10 years, really, whereas before that we had a band called The Hands, which we did two albums and sort of played around for about 6 or 7 years on and off, which was great fun. It was amazing, actually. Just we're so similar, but we're also so different, so we complement each other really well in that sense that, you know, being able to play like the fundamentals of what we want to do each, but then be able to sort of, you know, go off and add our own styles as well to it all. So that was a really fun time, and we're great having Clayton on this album again. And we actually did one of those songs, a song of his called The Right Time, which was one we recorded with The Hands on the second album, Everything Is Wonderful, I think. That turned out great too, just super funky, and it was a great one to showcase the girls as well. And yeah, a lot of fun.
I think from memory that was the first track of the second stream.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was the first song of the second set of the night. So, that's how I split the night up. So it was a great way to open the second stream too.
Thank you.
another.
Turning to your own self, Lockie, a couple of personal highlights coming up. You're touring with Roger Waters next year. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, that came about like just before COVID hit, would you believe? So it was meant to have been and gone. It was all meant to happen. It was all meant to happen last year. But how it came about was I just got a call from his manager. Seriously, just straight out of the blue, I got a call from his manager. Saying he represented Roger, and Roger has been watching you on YouTube and loves what you do, and would like to talk about potentially joining the band for a tour coming up, which was going to be late last year. And yeah, that's how it started. And then Roger called me and I spoke to him for a while, and for quite a while actually, and had a couple of laughs, which was really cool. Then organized a few sessions for me to sort of play some organ and keys on some of his tracks remotely.
Yeah,
with him on Skype. So we did that, which was tricky as far as technology wise goes, but all worked out in the end. And yeah, and then he was really pleased and offered me the gig, and then everything. Then the whole tour got cancelled. Everything got cancelled.
Has it been rescheduled?
Yeah, so it moved back 2 years, basically. So, yeah, July next year it starts, North American tour. And, boy, I can't wait, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed we're opened up and you can go, and more importantly, you can come back.
Yeah. I'm feeling optimistic about all that at the moment. I'm sure there'll be a way I can come back by then. I'm sure they'll be letting more people in. I hope so.
Yeah, well, yes, me too. And the other thing I noticed is you're recording with Joe Bonamassa for his new album. I guess it doesn't mean you'll be with Joe in the same time zone. That's a remote gig, is that right?
Yeah, so that happened a few months ago. Joe's longtime producer, Kevin Shirley, he actually lives in Australia these days. So he's got a place in Manly. So I basically just went around to his place, I think on three occasions, and put the keys down on the new album. It was all very relaxed, sort of looking over Manly Beach and having some coffees and having some dinner and just doing another little track and heading back home. It was a whole lot of fun actually, but it was pretty weird because, you know, it's quite a big deal gig for me, but you know, to just do it in that kind of relaxed way without actually Joe or anyone else in the band being there, still very exciting, but it was just so relaxed, and you know, it's sort of I can't quite explain it. It was just a lot of fun, but very different to probably what most people expect when they ask me about the recording.
Well, it doesn't sound like recording at all. It doesn't sound like work at all, Lockie. It sounds like
no, you scarcely call it work.
Before I let you go, where can people get a hold of the album?
Right, yes. Well, so I'm 100% independent, so really the only way is from my website, which is lockiedolly.com/301. We'll take you straight to the album where you can buy it, and that sends it on the world. Or there are some selected JB Hi-Fis that would have it in store, or you could order it from a JB Hi-Fi as well.
Nice.
But that, yeah, they're the only two places. So I've been spending this whole week. I just finished them today, actually. I sent out 800 albums this week.
So don't tell me you've licked 800 stamps.
Well, yeah, pretty much, yes. Yeah.
Oh, freaking heck.
Well, two stamps for every CD, so it's a lot of stamps.
Well, Lockie Dolly, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Pleasure, Steve. Yeah, thank you very much.